Good morning and welcome to Mortgage Mom Radio. This is Debbie Marcoux. I'm the host of the Mortgage Mom Radio Show. You guys can call me the Mortgage Mom. We are going to have actually a busy show today. We're going to do a lot of text messages, a lot of phone calls. If you guys have questions, I want you guys to get prepared, get on the phone, start calling me. It's 844-935-3634. Or you can text me, text the word MOM to 474747 and ask me your questions that way. There's a lot of really big news right now that's been happening here in the economy and in all of the global markets. And it's talking about how Fed Chair Jerome Powell is talking about cutting the interest rates. And it's the first time that there would actually be a rate cut in the last 10 years. So big, big news. And it could be as much as a half of a percent when he does it. And we'll know that for fact on July 31st, whether that is going to happen or not. But everybody is pushing towards this is going to happen and this might happen. Well, what does that really mean to you? What is being cut? What is it exactly that you're going to benefit from that? So a couple of things to keep in mind is, what is the Federal Reserve prime rate? It is not the interest rate on your home loan. It is not what your home loan is tied to. It is not what your mortgage rate is tied to. So I want to get that piece out of there. I want to make sure everybody understands, what is the Federal Reserve prime rate? Well, the prime rate is the money that basically institutions are borrowing from the Federal Reserve at. So, you know, it's something that is kind of a baseline, but it doesn't necessarily correspond to mortgage rates. The Federal Reserve prime rate is directly connected. If you have a home equity line of credit, or if you have credit card debt, those kinds of loans, those adjustable rates that change, they're variable, they're monthly, those are tied directly to the Federal Reserve prime rate. So when they drop that prime rate, you'll see interest rates drop on your home equity lines of credit or on your credit cards or any other kind of debt that you have that is directly connected to that rate. What does that do for us? Well, it's going to help us stimulate the economy. That is what they're anticipating. If the monthly payments that you have to make on your debts drop, then you have additional money to spend in the economy, things to go buy and purchase. And, you know, it stimulates everything that is happening, which makes us stronger. But I want to make sure that everybody understands that this Federal Reserve prime rate cut is probably not going to change where interest rates are at today. We've already hit a 2-year low in where interest rates are from today to where we were at this time in 2017. So where interest rates are at right now is already very, very good. Are we going to see them go lower? Only time will tell, but it's not going to be instant. It's not going to be July the 31st, they cut the prime rate, and then all of a sudden, we see that interest rates on mortgages drop. I have an actual, a really nice article that was written up for me by a company that I watch all of my mortgage-backed securities daily. This is how I tell you guys when it's a good time to lock your rates and when not. So I follow Mortgage Market Guide, that's what it's called, and they text me on an hourly telling me where mortgage-backed securities are, because that is what my business, mortgages, is tied to. And they write articles and they send them out to me. And they wrote an article for me last week that I thought was really, really beneficial. And I want to bring that to you so that it maybe helps you understand a little bit better how these interest rates work. And again, I know that I mentioned it at the beginning of the show, but we're going to take a lot of questions today. We're going to do a lot of answers, lots of text messages. So feel free to give me a call. Get on the phones. It's 844-935-3634. Give me a call. Ask me your questions. You can also text me. Text the word MOM to 474747 and get me your questions there. But let's get back to this article that was, you know, sent to me by the Mortgage Market Guide. And, you know, I just really I like it. So as I was explaining, your Federal Reserve prime rate is not what your mortgage rate is tied to. Your mortgage rate is actually tied to mortgage-backed securities. Your Federal Reserve prime rate is what is going to boost the economy. It's how much you're borrowing, you know, at the dollar. So I know that that gets really confusing, but here we go. I'm going to read a little bit of this for you. It says, here's what we have to consider now that the Fed is going to cut rates, potentially as much as a half a percent on July 31st. Fed rate cuts are designed to weaken the U.S. dollar, promote inflation, stimulate the economy, boost stock prices, boost confidence, and lift some uncertainty. This is real good news for the economy and housing, but at the same time, home loan rates will not move lower in lockstep with a federal rate cut. So what lockstep means basically is when the federal rate moves and they drop the rate, interest rates are not going to follow for mortgages, for home loan rates. It says, like going back to the article, it says, in fact, we might see a limit on how home loan rates move in the near term as we see how Fed rate cuts make their impact on the economy. So it's something that we're going to have to watch over time, and we're going to have to see how things go. In, as a matter of fact, many, many times because of this tug of war that goes on, and I've been in this business for a very long time, you know, it was about 10 years ago now, the last time they actually did a Federal Reserve rate cut. They have been increasing the Federal Reserve over the last 10 years, but they have not cut it in 10 years. So this will be the first time in 10 years. Last time 10 years ago when this happened, and they did it quite a few times in the early 2000s. But when they did it, we actually saw that interest rates on home loans went up when the Federal Reserve rate cut happened. Okay, so back to this article. So it says, you know, the Goldilocks scenario for housing continues. We are seeing home loan rates near the best levels in 2 years, and the Fed is about to embark on rate cuts, which are designed to help the U.S. economy avoid a recession. Clients should understand that if the Fed is successful and the recession fears lift, home loan rates may not improve much further. So this is something that I've been talking about quite often, and I've talked about it a lot here on the show, is that we're in very, very strange times. We're in uncharted waters. The last time that we had a recession, it was coming, it was due. Property values had gone through the roof. They were increasing rapidly month over month. We were seeing giant gains in what property values were selling for. You know, the appreciation was just crazy. We also saw a lot of people getting home loans that couldn't afford those home loans. They were doing stated income loans. And when things stopped, when the market stopped appreciating, when the buyers stopped buying, those people that bought those homes looking for a quick buck got stuck in that property. They couldn't turn it over and sell it. Well, now over the last 10 years, they came in, the CFPB came in, and they made sure that they limited what we could do as mortgage banks and as, you know, mortgage companies. We couldn't just lend to anybody any money that we wanted because they had a great credit score. We had to lend it to them based on what they could afford. What you can't afford doesn't change unless something dramatic in your home changes. You know, does someone get ill? They lose a job. You know, things can take place. You can get transferred to out of, you know, area, and you can't stay in that home and you need to rent it. And, you know, there's a loss in that monthly rental. There are major things, circumstances that can take place that could cause someone to lose a home. But other than that, we're in our homes because we love our homes. We're in our homes because this is where we live. This is where we've dug our roots in, and this is where we're going to stay. And this is where our family calls home. So if we can afford our monthly payment, regardless of where the economy goes, we're going to continue to make that payment because we can afford it. So we're in uncharted waters here. We are at that mark where we would typically see that cycle circle and, you know, that cyclical cycle go. And we would typically see maybe, you know, a peak in the market, maybe a recession on the way, possibly property values going to start to drop, maybe some foreclosures start to pop up into the market. But I don't necessarily see that. I see that we've taken some really great measures this time to make sure that we're doing things the right way. The Federal Reserve, the chairman, Jerome Powell, he's making changes as we go. 2 years ago in 2017, they started to increase that Federal Reserve prime rate. They saw that we were in a place in the economy and the market that they could start to increase the rate to get more money back on the debts that were owed, to start to, you know, pay back some of the debts that we are in as an economy. Now they're looking at it and they're saying, and they said in 17 and they said in 18 that they were going to continue to raise that rate even all the way through 19. Now we're in 19. They've done no raising of the rates and they're talking about doing a 0.5% rate cut. So the fact that our government is on it is really a refreshing piece in my mind. And I know that there's a lot of people that can argue what should be done. Should it be done? Are they doing the job the right way? But coming from a home loan perspective, you know, me, a mortgage banker, and watching real estate and having started selling that back in 1996. You know, I've been doing this for a really long time. I've watched the real estate market. I've done mortgages for a very long time. I see that what they're doing right now is keeping things stable as far as the housing market, the mortgage backs, the mortgage interest rates, the, you know, the buyers can still go out there with confidence and buy their first home and not worry that, you know, they're going to just absolutely lose their butt on the property that they just bought. So something I really wanted to bring to your attention. mention. One of the things that this article did mention is, you know, don't wait until the 31st when they drop the prime rate to lock in your interest rate or get your mortgage started. If you've been thinking about buying a home, keep moving forward. Get that pre-approval process started. If you've been thinking about refinancing a home, now might actually be a good time to get that rate locked in, because once that announcement is made, and if that interest rate is going to be dropped, we could very quickly see a change in stocks. We could very quickly see a change in mortgage-backed securities, and we could very quickly see interest rates actually bump up a bit from where we've been over the last few weeks. So definitely something to keep in mind. If you've been thinking about doing something, I would definitely pull the trigger and give us a call. So I know all of you guys have questions. We are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to answer phone calls. We're going to answer text messages. But if you guys have questions, you want to give me a call, please feel free to do so. You can reach me at 844-935-3634, or hey, text the word mom. Text the word mom to 474747, and we'll get those questions answered for you.